Yo, 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 welcome back to the Band Room Podcast.
We are live.
Mark,
hot.
This packed in here too,
episode
dude.
Will be probably one of our longer of the few. We've got a couple guests in. We got Carlos back in here. Carlitos.
Yeah. Hey, you introduce yourself, dude. Just take it. It's all you.
No, yeah, totally. No, Carlos, you know, I do what I do. I'm fucking Golden Brown listeners here. Yes. Up in this. Biatch.
I'm Toby BB. You know, I did conspiracy theories.
We got.
I'm here for giggles, laughs, and giggles.
Mitzi!
What's up?
We got Tom, as always.
Tom,
my
billionaire.
Our
fucking MySpace Tom.
And of course, always accompanying y'all.
Hit us up, bandroompro@gmail.com. Right, yeah.
If you didn't know, .com.
You're the one that made it, so.
Anyways.
That was Dill.
Producer extraordinaire, dude.
For Rizzle.
I just come talk shit and provide the microphone, dude.
Isn't that what we all do?
He just brings the equipment.
Yes, and the lunchbox, dude.
So we're going to hop right into this. Lately, all this shit has been going on with different racism and rights. And we already touched on racism. We already
Ferguson,
touched on together, like segregation.
New York.
Racism is the
being a big
connector
thing right now.
This is why we have guns.
We're just going to pick the easiest topic for us to fuck with. Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
All right,
with input and pop.
We actually have Bill in studio, too,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Bill, if you'd like to come
Bill, please, Bill, please
talk. How you doing there?
Oh, Bill, how's it going, man? It's good to have you on the show.
You know, dang, you know what I'm saying? Talking about putting, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Bill, thanks. You are
what
burned
was it like,
the fuck out.
What was it like raping...
Whoa! How can you say that? How can you? How can you
Bill,
even say?
Bill, I'm sorry, Bill.
I've researched nothing. Bill. But
who is this guy?
Did your handlers?
This is a black.
Did your handlers
Toby,
tell you to
are
do
are
this?
Black. You just sound white now.
I thought you were supposed to be on my team, brother.
Gotta sort out the conspiracy.
It's more so, did you, is the
you
question.
Always research the
hold
facts.
On.
Exactly.
We're not even gonna get
I
into
agree with
the
you
whole
on that one
did
there, Mike.
You or did you not.
Yes, as a white
TMZ,
guy, I cannot support white people
everybody
anymore.
Else is, in fact, already asked, did you or did you not. We're actually here to talk more or less what happened if you did. I mean, like,
what happened?
How did
Bill,
it? How exactly
Bill,
did it go
how did
down?
Go, yeah.
Can you just give us the
what if,
explanation? Yeah.
What if his question? Yo, is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, like, when was the last time you got laid?
If you
Bill,
were to legally do it,
how
what
was
would
it?
You do?
Oh, yeah. I get it all the time, Miss Cosby. You know what I'm saying? She a freak. You know, like, I'm not trying to, you know, put all my business out there or anything like that because, you know, that's a quick way to sleep on my couch, but it's a nice couch, so whatever. Anywho.
Hypotheticals, how would you do this?
Oh, I'm getting to that there, young buck. You want to chill out there?
Yeah, man.
No,
put me fucking
no, not even.
No,
how like, dare you, Mitzi? Not even
that's
with the Mitzi. With
the
rupees.
That's what
really what it is you gotta be a freak. You gotta keep up with the missus. So what I did is I put my dick in the button.
What?
Yeah. Bill.
Let Bill finish.
All right. Caramel, butterscotch.
No, nothing like that. It was chocolate. You
vanilla
know what I'm saying?
Vanilla chocolate mixture. I always like that one, dude.
No, maybe when she's feeling crazy, we do the white chocolate. But mostly.
Jello? Raspberry?
Strawberry. I ain't gonna tell you all my secrets now. I ain't gonna
my
tell you all my secrets.
Go ahead, Bill.
I'm sorry, he's old and slow, dude. That's my only fingerprint. I love you, Cosby, but it takes forever to get to the punchline, dude.
I love you too.
I love your stand up. I know nothing about your past
you
other than you're funny.
Pudding?
I put my dick in the pudding, right? You know, and then I stick it in the ass. Now.
That's like double pudding.
You put your dick in the pudding, and you do, you know, you put in the hole, and you go, you know what I'm saying? You just. Then you get it with like a white boy with no rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
So did you do the felch?
Yeah.
Where did you grow up, son? Did your mama know
you
like speak
the
like that?
Any reporter of the band room, dude.
Hold on.
Toby just goes
how are you
going to
be asking?
Gut,
how are you going to be accusing
hey,
Cosby
he's
of rape?
Doing everything
and then
asked.
You're talking yeah, about
a
Cosby
Carlos,
just left.
You
he,
know
we had
you would
Mary
not. Down. You know you would not fight with Bill on felching. Am I right, Carlos and Bill?
You know what I'm saying? No, youngster. Honestly,
can I just be the old white guy that says, what's felching?
You don't know what felching is?
Bill, could you please explain
to all of our roomies
you
out there listening?
What is felching?
Now you see now. Felching is whenever you're pounding a girl in the ass, right? After you put your dick in the pudding, you're pounding her in the ass, right? And then you bust it.
Yeah!
Now, what you do from here now? What you doing? You gonna really go on air with this, Bill?
Come on, Bill.
What you do? What you
Let
do?
Let him go. Let him go, Carlos.
Man.
Let him go. Come on, he's on. He might die, dude. Come on. We only got a few moments.
Man, this is the craziest interview I've been in. Anywho.
Come on, Bill. I got your back, Bill.
Anywho,
I got your back.
So you come in her ass, right? And now, me and Mrs. get a little fancy with that. I bring a spoon in the mix now. But...
You get a special size spoon or regular size spoon?
Are we talking like serving spoon?
No, like a teaspoon. I got like a golden teaspoon just for this. No, it's expensive. Got a little ruby in it, you know what I'm saying? Little spot for your cocaine, you know what I'm saying?
But, Hell of a drug.
Anyhow.
Not the strongest pudding I've heard, though.
Yeah. Some people, like, you know, they're sick. They'll lick their own gum out that bitch's ass. Me, I feed it to the missus.
You gotta give her the butterscotch to go with it, dude.
Yeah, so, Bill, I appreciate you sharing your...
Hey, give a hand to Bill Cosby,
yeah,
dude.
Bill, thank you.
Thank
wow.
you.
Hey, we just barely got on iTunes. This is our first big-time guest. We've had Tom the Billionaire, but he's, like, a part of the show, dude. So I'm sorry, Tom.
I heard something about that MySpace, Tom. I heard that MySpace, Tom, a little bitch.
I ain't a billionaire anymore. I'm broke.
All right. I'm
yeah.
Broke.
How you gonna? That's some white people shit. How you gonna be, you know, rich as fuck and then get broke? Bought out by Justin Timberlake.
Gonna be equals here real soon.
You know who else?
He's gonna be paying a lot of young ladies here, dude.
Hey, that's alleged now. That is alleged now.
Alleged.
Thank you, Mr. Cosby. We'll catch you later.
I got your back
you,
until otherwise noted. Thanks for joining us. You're our biggest celebrity other than myself to be in here. And Tom, obviously.
Who are you again now? Where's the door?
Man, that was awesome, dude. Bill Cosby, live in studio, dude. Band Room Pro.
He was enlightening.
Hey, thank you to all the roomies checking into us. If you're checking out the band room, you're one of our roommates, you know. You know what I'm saying?
I can't believe you asked him what felching was.
We're explaining felching. We're explaining uses of pudding.
We're expanding your vocabulary. You're
welcome.
Whatever
it takes, dude.
You're welcome.
Look, I'm not going to say I did or didn't know. Sometimes I just want you to explain for those that don't know, you know. As a host, it's my job to hold your hand.
I guess sometimes you gotta do whatever you gotta do, you know what I'm saying?
I love our roomies, dude. If you're checking out our show, I love you. You're awesome. You're the best.
All right, Mike, so what did you want to touch base
with? Dude, I had no topics, dude. I was rolling with y'all,
Mike,
dude.
I
love coming in with no topics because I can just bounce off you guys, dude. This is awesome. I can't
Mike,
man,
you need to check the emails and start looking at the subjects people are asking you to discuss.
Oh, man.
You are behind.
I cannot disagree with that statement, sir. You are correct. What are some of the highest ones that have come in so far? Educate me.
All right, so the one of the funniest ones that, you know, we just had to... I had to even post it on Facebook. If any of you caught that, you guys rock. But I believe the quote is... Confess my love to another tonight. One literally sat there and said nothing and laughed.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I will be going home crying myself to sleep.
That's a rough
hysterically
night.
Using tears as lubricant.
So, yes, probably. So, have you ever been in a situation where you've confessed your love to somebody or told someone how much you love them, regardless if it was a relationship of, like, sexual orientation? Could it be more or less
just
a relationship
someone
as a person,
that you've told you love and they've laughed in your face and
if
or
If you haven't,
smirked.
You probably haven't tried to step out of your range, so maybe you should step your game up and maybe go a little bit above your comfort level.
Ladies want a man, boys.
Specifically where this may have happened?
Anybody
want to
start here?
Okay, so there was this one time, right? I was at a show.
Know what I'm saying?
And, you know, naturally, when you're at a show, you're having a good time. You're feeling yourself. You know, you're feeling everybody else. Feeling the energy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm feeling myself right
so,
now.
So, I was walking. I was actually looking for Dylan and Nate. And I was walking and through the crowd. It was rave, you know, EDM-like event. Yes. Anyway.
Woo! Ecstasy!
Saying no drugs. Drugs bad, okay.
Drugs
on
bad.
On this speaker.
Anywho, so I'm walking
finger
in the crowd.
Banging on a speaker.
And this girl, straight up sorority chick. I think it was some kind of weird sorority dare.
I'm cool with
it.
Oh my God.
Sorry, girl.
I'm good with it. But anyways, she reaches her hand down my pants and starts jerking me off.
Yeah, you like that boy, don't you?
It was pretty good. I let
so
it happen
wait,
for a
wait, hold on, time out. How does this yes. come to you confessing your love?
Now, hold on.
How about we make this a little bit shorter now? Just
get back to the jerk-off part, okay?
She started jerking me off, and I let it happen for about 5 minutes. And then I introduced myself, and she
did you at least finish? No?
No, I introduced myself and she stopped.
Now you're off.
Well, okay, so hold on.
Why would you interrupt such a great evening,
dude? You didn't confess
your
love.
I was already in
love. Keep your name to yourself,
dude.
You confessed
your name, and that was it. That was the lie.
Shut down.
I didn't even get the opportunity to confess my love.
There's an amazing lesson to be learned here. When shit's going right, shut the fuck up, dude.
That's the name, not the
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
You went to UT. She went to UT.
Whoever you confess your love to, don't worry, because how you fucked up from the very beginning was telling him your name. It's next like, time, open your legs up. Don't tell him your name. Don't have a tattoo of your name.
I didn't even get her name.
You might actually
just
get a reaction.
You're getting a smile in handy, dude. Just wait till you're done, dude. Then start the convo, maybe.
I was cool with it. It was cool.
It's like you already got to third base, dude.
Dude,
like,
she was past the elbow.
Check
swinging
at that point.
She was past the elbow.
Past the elbow. She was a little girl. Whoa. I ain't gonna lie.
How is that possible?
You don't know there's rules here. There's
do you mean
the
short?
Hair past the freckle.
Yeah, she was short, not
there's
midget
a knuckle
short.
Past the finger. There's the third knuckle. There's Pink and Floyd. There's what else is there?
Well, when you're a girl and you're jerking some guy off in the crowd, you pretty much stick elbow your arm deep. Down that motherfucker. Yeah, you elbow deep, you know you're going down mid-thigh at least.
I think the jerk-off handshake should be used more often, dude. I kind of feel like that should be implemented in just
that is the
casual
comfy.
Conversation more
the comfy.
Often nowadays.
No, give me hit me with the comfy.
Oh, yeah.
No, get the two fingers.
Well, you're missing this. It's beautiful
see, it's
radio.
The comfy. It's the comfy.
We're stroking each other right now. If only y'all could see this.
Y'all have no idea.
This is beautiful radio.
Lubriderm up in this mother.
I would wash my hand, but I have to kiss it first.
Yeah.
Now this might
we
be
are getting
out of
hot
line.
In the band room.
Woo!
I've got to ask though, this might be out of line. Was her arm 6 inches? Because the elbow getting
was it a dwarf
in there?
Shout out to all the dwarfs.
No, but I have had sex with a midget before.
Yeah.
I wish I was a dwarf sometimes.
Oh, wow.
Dude.
Wait, hold on. This just opened up a new subject to talk about.
Sometimes I feel like I'm a normal size.
Midget sex.
Carlos, what is it like to have sex with a midget?
Dude, it was awesome. Like, it was...
Was this a handicapped midget?
No.
Okay.
No, but there's that time that fucking Nathan cock-blocked me with the death chick. Yeah.
So there's a midget and a handicapped midget?
No, I don't know anything about a handicapped midget.
There's a deaf chick.
Yeah, there was a deaf chick. I didn't get the opportunity...
You know
with
sign language,
chick.
Dude?
I know how to read lips, so, you know, we had a
I'm
conversation
I'm giving some symbols that
Carlos,
only
which lips are you
right
reading?
Now.
Yes, which lips are you reading?
Huh?
Which lips are you reading?
Both of them.
The important ones, dude. The important ones.
Hey.
Exactly.
Both are important, man.
Correct, but some are just more important.
Hey, but that's cool, though, because I knock out...
Which line is coming
exactly.
from which lip.
I thought it was cool because I knocked
pair
out two
lips.
Things at once. I not only introduced myself, I guess I knocked out multiple things. I introduced myself. I noticed that she, you know, was deaf and had a problem. I noticed that she could read lips. I continued talking normally, and I'd let her know that I could read lips. So, therefore, I've knocked out also paying attention.
Don't forget, you noticed.
And that's
that
how you do
some.
It. That is how you do it. Paying attention, guys. I'm single, though, ladies, so by the way, if you want to hit
I've
me up.
I've heard listening is important.
Yes, he is 21 and up, single, no kids, 5'1".
No kids.
Hey, shout out to the band room. Hit us up, Carlos.
Bandroompro@gmail.com.
Oh, and big thanks to you women who sent in the titty time pictures.
Oh, titty
time.
Yes.
If we
you.
Had a cowbell right now.
Standing ovation right now.
Those
bow
were some
curtsy.
Of the best boobs in Austin. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Some of the best.
Guys, you can send in your cock, but I'll probably delete them.
Whoa, hold on.
My number is 512.
But feel free to send more titty time. We want to keep this hashtag titty time going, dude. I spelled it with the double titty D time. Instead of the two T's with the double D, dude.
Yes, it was the T-I-D-D.
Because it titty. Breaks through the iTunes sensor, so we can get it on the on the info page, dude, and we can use the hashtag. It's like two birds, one stone, boom.
Yeah,
we meet each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's T-I-D-D-Y. T-I-M-E, obviously.
If you don't know how to spell time.
We're going to get that titty time going, dude.
Titty time.
Who doesn't love titties, dude?
I love titties.
Like we've been educating you from the get-go. If you look at titties for at least 5 minutes, you'll be a healthier person, dude.
Yes,
you'll live longer.
It's proven science.
Dude, if gay guys love tits, I mean,
come on. Gay guys get more tits than fucking anybody.
Women love tits more than guys, dude. Like, who doesn't love tits?
Well, duh, we can stand in the mirror and make it and be like, ha-ha-ha.
Orientation. I'm sorry, there is simply lesbians that love boobs.
Yep. All sizes, all shapes. Yeah. We love
all of them.
Send them in.
And if you don't, something's wrong with you.
Send them in selfie boob pictures. Yep, that's how you go.
That's the way she goes.
You know, when you're born, you're instantly attracted to the boob.
Yeah.
Because that's how you have to.
This time she went.
It's like, oh, that's your boob.
The first thing they do is shove a tit in your mouth, dude. It's like you come out of a vagina and get a tit shoved in your mouth, dude. Welcome to life.
Merca.
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 Science.
There ain't nothing sweeter than titty.
Woo! Speaking of Merca, isn't it great, dude?
It's fucking fantastic.
Don't you love this podcast?
You know.
Thank y'all for checking us out.
For real.
Yep, this was the, I would say, the second largest group we've had.
Oh, we're not, are we wrapping up already, dude?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, no, nowhere near.
Hey, dude, I love this group, dude. I can't. We had Bill Cosby in here, dude. We got Toby. We got Mitzi. This is great.
Yep. I believe that there was some other
fucking
subjects
Tom.
that we wanted to talk about.
I know Tom had some, dude.
Yeah, what do you got, Tom?
Tom's
what
Eagles
do
beat
you
the
have?
Shit out of my Cowboys on Thanksgiving, dude.
Well, that's because the Cowboys suck.
Cowboys do fucking suck, dude.
Yes, they do.
And I got to say, not with our starting quarterback.
However,
we would have killed
Cowboys
anymore.
In the 90s are still the greatest team in the history of football.
Well, that's because you had
Cowboys
Emmitt Smith.
Cowboys
lost
anyone
Cowboys
ever
last game.
Field at any time. Dude.
Cowboys last day. Game. That was a really nice
score. It's the dream team, baby. It's the dream team.
You know, I didn't think they were going to beat the Bears, dude.
I honestly did not think that.
It's the first time they've won more than 8 games in, what, 5 years or something, dude?
That, and like, I don't think they've lost a, what is it, a road game yet this season.
Still not making
and
playoffs.
And the Cowboys.
Oh.
And after they won that game, they've locked in an actual winning season.
We should get some Cowboy cheerleaders on the show, dude.
We should.
We
sounds
should.
Sounds like a great idea.
That needs
Oh, yeah? Is that right? Do you know some?
No.
Toby walking in with the
your hand doesn't count.
Yeah, you know what? That's actually, you know what? That's true.
I know
some cheerleaders.
I think we're going to have to make this happen.
Not middle school cheerleaders,
no
bro. We don't want your little sister coming over.
No, no high school.
Carlos,
no.
No.
You know, never mind.
Fuck you.
High school cheerleaders,
fuck
put
you,
on
Tom.
Drinks, please.
Yeah. I think Mitzi
we've already addressed this on a
been
previous
an asset because she's kind of like the bar for, like, you know, seeing who comes in. You can't just have some fucking ratchet bitch walk in.
If she wouldn't do you, then you're not coming in.
If you want to have a ratchet bitch on the show, that's okay. Just understand that their sight is simply based on movement.
Movement.
Women qualities, man.
Ratchet.
Titties in other words.
What a ratchet hoes.
What is that whole saying? Treat her like a princess, fuck her like a porn star.
Boom. Yeah.
Treat her like a princess, fuck her like a porn star.
You know what I'm saying?
Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Oh,
Swift.
Yeah.
Yes.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Yeah,
is that
where
that song came from?
I don't know.
I don't know
sense?
If you guys have this issue, but I do.
Tom's got a
this
smile
a
right now, dude.
This is a clothing issue. Socks always ending up in the most random and wrong places.
Totally have that issue.
Covered in semen. Yep.
I don't know how many socks just what?
What?
I don't know
who
how
said
many
that?
Times.
Where did that go?
I find a random sock of Mitzi's anywhere. I go to the bathroom. There's one in front of the toilet.
Maybe you should stop having sex so high.
Have you not seen the South Park with the gnomes, dude?
Apparently.
Like, there's just...
You're too
sock
high.
Gnomes.
One sock is going to always
fucking
disappear,
sock
dude.
What was
it's just
the
a
other,
part of nature.
The other
hey,
night,
man,
we found
I don't
a sock
even bother
like, right next to that
look,
chair.
Dude, fucking mitch match
right
that
chair.
Shit.
You know, I met
oh, no,
a guy that...
This is the one
time I did. Mixed match
I'm starting to feel that, dude. I'm starting to feel that way. Like, fuck matching. Exactly. I don't have time to match my damn socks. Like, if you're pinpointing my socks, you already love me enough to look at my damn socks.
See, I simplify
my
life.
So congratulate you for being all over me.
I simplify my life. All my socks are fucking black. They're all fucking from the same. And I have one good pair of dress socks that I never wear unless it's to a fucking event or something. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's another thing. That's another thing there, boys. You ain't got, you know, some nice clothes, some shoes that you don't ever wear. Unless you go and do some shit, you ain't stepping up your game.
I like wearing flip-flops with ties, dude.
Well, that's because you from a trailer, Mark.
Are you pulling a Tom there?
I'm from Texas,
Marka.
Sounds
Marka.
Like a hippie to me. Flip-flops, Marka.
Should we go in on Marka? I don't want to get all serious, dude.
We can't do that. Because then we'll start talking about fucking Obama.
We can't be like one of those typical podcasts always talking about America and stuff.
No, we have titty time.
We can say America.
We got a staff here who is not judgmental to the body.
Nope.
She is actually probably more or less an eye for the art. So send in all shapes and sizes. She'll review them, let you know.
Yeah. And if you model good, I got some connections for you. So holla at your boy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, weren't you saying we need just a bunch of stripper videos or something, dude?
All day.
We need someone to do makeup and fucking hair. I'm
exactly.
Right here.
We'll put some neon on you. Yeah. Do just some raver shit, dude. We got some crazy fucking... Nice little
We got the cameraman up in this motherfucker.
We need to film this.
Yep. So, witchcraft.
Awesome.
I think we need to touch witchcraft.
Let's go in on witchcraft,
coming,
that was the turn I wasn't expecting, but
coming
I'm
from
glad
experience
I hit the brakes
recently.
Real fast,
once
dude.
Upon a time, witchcraft and wizardry.
Witchcraft and wizardry.
Have you ever been hypnotized by a witch?
No. But.
Hey,
what happened?
Remember Scatman?
Actually, you remember Amanda?
Scatman?
No.
That takes out a whole new meaning nowadays.
That was just
dude.
One crazy ass bitch. Now, this shit that happened the other day, nigga. Let me tell you what happened.
That shit's called dick.
I'm scared.
We were out fucking smoking a blunt, you know, just fucking walk,
see?
You know.
That
what
should be.
That shit's called dick.
You should
don't
be.
Do drugs, smoke weed.
Exactly.
It's a plan.
If it's not from the ground, you shouldn't be putting it in your body.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyways. So we, you know, getting closer with Ja and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? And this white guy's walking his dog. Now,
just a walk in my dog.
Anyways, so this white guy's walking the dog, and he could have been white, could have been black, could have been whatever. But you know, he happened
but
to be a white guy.
He had to be a white guy.
We were in a nice area.
So we killed him.
Oh, so it had to be a white guy because it was a nice area, huh, Carlos?
You gonna be racist?
Slightly, yes. One word, Ferguson.
Oh, there's way more than just Ferguson, unfortunately.
Anyways,
I think I'm gonna make a song called "I Can't Claim White No More."
Dude, that needs to be the next track, man.
I'm down. Whoever wants to collab, dude. I already got a verse.
Anyways, we stop, take a look, and it's like a miniature bulldog. Now, that's all right, whatever, cool. You have a tiny dog and you're white and we're in a nice neighborhood. That's stereotypical of you.
I like
right?
Bulldogs,
you
know? Dude.
See?
Miniature, though? Like, this thing's fucking tiny.
I'm not a pet guy, but
dude,
I like
this thing,
bulldog.
This thing is a fucking tiny, dude.
The fatter the face, the better the dog. Dude.
Well, this dog had, like, the biggest dick.
I'm all in on this dog now, dude.
Okay.
Like a man
dick. Hey, we went from this one situation
into actually,
a really
yes, just
Carlos
like a man
dick.
Anytime!
No. It's
Carlos's dick time.
Man,
dick.
Fuck that. No. The whole reason
you
how you
red rocking on you or what?
Dog, no. That's see, we were
that's
across.
Lipstick,
dog,
you
we were across the fucking street. Swear to God, Legenda. We were across the street. This dog barely lit, like barely even like.
He saw you and he was like.
Not even arches his fucking leg, takes a piss, and we're just fucking. We all turn and we're just like, Jesus fucking Christ. On a fucking motorcycle. Look at that shit right there. Goddamn. Made me start having issues. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, you gotta learn not to compare, dude.
I don't
man,
try.
Don't
I
feel
don't feel
so insecure learn from the band.
No, dude, this
don't
thing was about
yourself,
the size of my
dude.
Fucking
just be happy
arm,
with who you
dude.
Are, dude.
Compared to the size of the dog, this thing's about the size of my fucking arm, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, you might as well be walking across
the
road with that.
The dog,
you
dude.
Need a leash for that
you
thing.
You know he's beating up some bulldog pussy, dude, and she's fucking.
That nigga probably beating up all sorts of pussy.
Horse, fucking donkey.
I straight got jelly for a second, then I realized I have thumbs. You know, and we went on my way. But I couldn't stop myself from thinking, like, how did that dog get like that? And it couldn't have been
genetic.
Is
that where witchcraft came from?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yes. I was like, how does this tie into witchcraft, dude?
Dude, it'd be fucked up if some poor bastard just pissed off some old witch, you know what I'm saying, so long ago. And next thing you know, she's like, bam, you're now the tiniest dog ever with the biggest man-sized dick.
Carry that shit around.
Since we're talking about dogs, we have this chat going on right now. And their question was asked by one of the fans, do regular dogs see police dogs and think, oh shit, it's a cop?
Yes. I know my dogs straight up hate anything associated with their uniform.
Well, some of the people replied and said, no, just rough, rough, rough. And then someone else asked, are you high? ... Hits
yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So I wonder if dogs freak out the same way.
And yeah, man. It's all about their owner. On
the
how you
same
raise
subject
them.
On of their this owner. Chat, there's
Cujo flashbacks.
This
dude,
is a straight call out. This is a blast that they asked us to do. Whoever just jogged past my house farted, inhaled said fart, let out a string of curses, and started laughing as I quietly sat on my porch. Fuck you. Can we get a group fuck you?
Fuck you! Hey, can we get a group thank you, though? To the people writing into us, thank you! We're not even live yet, and we already got people live tweeting us, texting us, dude, sending in messages. This is awesome.
Hit us up on that tweeter.
Carlos, Toby, Tom, Dill, this was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos, there's actually more or less a question. Yeah.
Oh, a question?
Someone needs to answer. It's directed for you.
Huh.
It's a statement question, I think.
Statement-like.
It says, what the fuck? She has herpes and decided to tell me after. ... Fucked.
Been there.
That's that teeth pussy.
Done
dude.
That, man. And
teeth,
you know what?
Dude.
You know what? It works out for the better. Honestly.
And honey, you need to get
go
that
get yourself
checked.
Yeah, go get yourself checked. I do it regularly, about once every fucking 3 months
and
or so.
And one of the listeners actually cares so much right now to reply saying,
unless she has
tea
a breakout.
Tree oil is good for that. So if you haven't seen that reply yet, sir, apparently tea tree oil
tea
is
tree
good.
Tea tree oil
for
probably
that.
Ain't going to be all that great for it, but you know.
Sucks
what?
To suck. Good luck getting a girl to fuck you now.
That was totally that. Yeah. I don't have herpes.
Should we wrap this up?
Anymore, at least.
I think we should wrap this one up, dude.
We're going to wrap it up. We're going to wrap it up.
We're going to cut this one into part one. We're going to give you all a break to go whatever you need to do.
And then we should talk about my first-hand experience with the Flying Pyramid.
I love the cliffhanger. Man, you just left me, dude.
Actually,
you are a natural, Toby. Thank you for joining the program,
dude. He's got a great
cliffhanger.
But here's some thoughts to think about. If you have the stamina to lie in bed for 70 days straight, NASA will pay you $18,000. No joke, it's called the Bed Rest Studies.
Damn.
Check it out. Bandrew Podcast!
Oh, shit. Bandrew Podcast, thank y'all. We
getting
love
hot.
You.
Later.
Yeah, yo.
What?